Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, I thank you for all the blessings that you have poured upon us, but most especially that blessing of life eternal, with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now I pray you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I've said enough. Amen. Be seated, please. The reading from Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. The story of creation, in which God, in his heaven, created everything on this big ball of dirt and water we walk around on, and live on, and breathe on. And y'all know that I'm an animal lover. I have dogs, I have cats, I've had monkeys, I've had parrots, macaws, any kind of animal you could want. This fool has had some of them. And there's a word in here in this Genesis that is so vastly important. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the animals of the earth. It took me a long time wrestling with that word, dominion. Dominion means more than holding a leash. We have a duty and an honor to care for God's creatures. And one of the most difficult things that a pet owner ever has to do is that final dignified act. When your animal, when your pet, when your dog, your cat, whatever, looks at you with the big eyes and says, "Father, please treat me with mercy, for my time is coming to an end." I've had to do that several times. And there is a wonderful, wonderful technician at the SPCA. When I took my last dog, I had to put down Gabby. I carried her in my arms, and I laid her on the table. And part of me wanted to flee from that scene, to walk away from it and not watch. But this technician came in, and she looked me in the eye. She took off her stethoscope and stuck it in my ears and put it over my hand and held it over Gabby's heart. And she said, "Your dog has never deserted you when you were down. Don't you dare leave her alone at this time when she needs you the most." I'm holding the stethoscope over Gabby's heart. She found a vein, put in the first shot, which was just a sedative to keep her calm. And then the second shot. And I listened until her heartbeat stopped. I took the stethoscope off, I gave it back to the technician and said, "Thank you. Thank you for making me realize the duty I have." This animal had been with me through thick and thin. She deserved my presence as she walked toward Rainbow Bridge. And I know that one of these days, I'm gonna shuffle off this mortal coil. I'm gonna lay down, become room temperature, stop breathing, and when I cross over, every animal that I have ever known, from the time I was 5 years old and it was a white cocker spaniel, to all of my Rottweilers, which are the biggest, goofiest dogs you've ever met, and the most loyal and true dogs. They're gonna come running up to me, and they're gonna be jumping on me, and licking my face, and thanking me for being their papa. That's what dominion is when God says, give man dominion over the animals. It's a duty, it's an honor, it's a blessing, because they have so much to give us, and most of the time we don't even realize it. Bunny, my present mutt, which is part beagle and part blue tick hound, and she has a bark that tells you that she's a blue tick hound. I lay down at night in the den on the sofa. That's where I sleep. I haven't slept in our bed since Lynn died. I lay down on the sofa, I get covered up, and I feel movement down at my feet, and I look up, and Bunny is crawling under the covers, coming up. And she'll get right here and put her nose right here. And she'll sort of lean over and give me a good night kiss on the ear. And I hug her, and I pat her, and we sail off to dreamland together. That's dominion. Caring for them as they care for us. God did wonderful things when he made animals. Now there's some of them I have a problem with. I love honeybees. They give us perfect food. I love bumblebees. You know, you can actually pat them and they'll let you. Hornets, go away, leave me alone. I don't know why you made them, God, you got a reason, but I'll just have to accept that. Rats, don't like them either. Although I did have one as a pet. I was doing a play at the theater, Dracula, and I played the assistant, Mr. Renfield, and I had to carry a white mouse in my pocket all the time. And when I'd go on stage, I'd pull it out, and this mouse would crawl up on my shoulder and sit right here. And every now and then his whiskers would tickle my earlobe. That makes you forget your lines when you got a rat tickling you. Thank you, God, for all of the animals that you created. Thank you, Lord, for letting us have dominion over them. And thank you, Lord, for letting us realize that dominion means a world more than just holding a leash and providing food and water. You've given us a great blessing, Lord. You've given us a duty and an honor. And I praise your holy name for that blessing. Thank you.